Hi, this is Country Joe McDonald, and you're listening to Radio Valencia.
Thank you. not true.
You all right, mommy?
All right.
All right.
You sure you're okay?
Okay, okay.
All right.
Shut the box.
Valencia.
Nadie puede foquear con nosotros.
I am the god of hellfire, and I bring you fire.
You know.
god of hellfire, and I bring you
fire.
Something you should listen to.
Eclectic Dyspepsia. It's on Valencia Radio Monday. 6 to 8.
Kneel before Zod.
Thank you.
Can't be duplicated or recycled.
I am
am a traveler. A wanderer.
I'm not a disc jockey. I'm a human radio station.
Dante's Hot Tub with your host, Juan Rapido.
What a bummer!
On Radio Valencia, Wednesday, 8 to 10.
Countdown, take me away!
Thank you very much. You've been a delightful audience.
Whirling through space, drifting toward eternity. Mystical sparks encircled by loneliness and cold darkness. Are you afraid? So are a lot of other people. One of the reasons witchcraft has survived through the ages is because man's need to coerce destiny and subdue the fear within has never subsided. Witchcraft attempts to deceive, cajole, and otherwise disturb natural inclination and occurrences. Witches know about the universal energy of which all things are part. You, the stars, the trees, the rocks, the gods. We know how to tune into this energy and use it. A witch is a psychic female who, with magical secrets and sheer force of will, makes things happen. I'm a witch. My mother is a witch. My grandmother is a witch, and my grandmother's great-grandmother was a witch. I'm a sixth-generation witch. With magic, I control energy. With magic, I can help you become a power. With enchantments, spells, and charms, you will soon be able to rearrange the law and order of all things. Orgies are ritualistic energy exchanges that provide the concentration of power needed for spell casting. Witches and wizards crave energy, and in fact are very much addicted to it in all forms. And there's a special kind of energy derived from uniting with another. And so spellcasters do a tremendous amount of uniting. We know that a mystical bond exists between lovemakers. This bond is able to attract all sorts of good luck and success. An energy exchange celebration that is offered as a token to the gods will liberate your soul and expand your consciousness. You will be better able to absorb the raw energy of the cosmos and convert it quickly to your needs after you have participated in a glorious celebration of love. Enchanters need orgies. The orgy will help you generate the electric and magnetic impulses you'll need in order to cast spells. The best time for an orgy is during the dark of the moon, or when the moon is full, and again at the times of the equinoxes. These are periods when the earth is surrounded by wild vibrations, and when, if the orgy is successful, you will be able to slip easily into the fifth dimension of fantasy, gather what you need, and return stronger and ready to create your destiny. Traditional orgies have always consisted of either 9, 11, 13, or 22 guests. You're able to double the amount, triple it, increase it 7 times over. But you must never invite one more or one less. There's a reason for the strict discipline in witchcraft. And if you deviate from the rule, you could unleash powerful and unfortunate evil forces. So plan your orgy with care. Invite only a specified number of guests. To begin the orgy, all guests must stand in a circle. Each must light a red candle and dedicate the flame to the god Pluto. And then let the place be filled with laughter. And as the queen witch rings a pewter bell 3 times, psychic inspiration will direct the group.
There's a mushroom on my eyelid. There's a carrot down. This is Smelly Kelly from Red Meat, and when I'm in San Francisco, and that's all the fucking time, I listen to Radio Valencia, because they play that good root shit. God bless you. Take care. Say hello to the childrens.
We'll be right back. cut it with some cola, and I pull out my harp. I might play some gospel, I might play the blues, maybe I'll play some Johnny Cash. Born to Lose, come and sing along. Yeah, take your things and stride. Got me a plastic bottle of whiskey, I got nothing to hide. Planet. I'm drinking free-range whiskey, my beer is organic. I'm tired of hearing how my money's misspent. I'll sit here sipping 80 proof.
Fuck the 1%.
I'm getting stoned. Yeah, mama let it ride. Got me a plastic bottle of whiskey, and it's good to be alive. Got me a plastic bottle of whiskey, and it's good to be alive. Got me a plastic bottle of whiskey, and it's good, yes, it's good to be alive.
This is Maurice Tanny from 77 El Diora, and you're listening to Radio Valencia.
Master! 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 Can't you get me a couple cockroaches?
Go away! Go away! Tonight, I bring you blood.
Oh, Master! Master, please! Please give me some blood! Master!
Go away! Go away from me! Tonight, when the sun sets, I will get all the blood you need. Now go away and don't bother me. Go away.
Master, please. I want some blood, Master. Please, Master.
Go away, I tell you. Now we are alone, my friends. Come closer to me. Come closer. 25 years ago, in Transylvania, they tried to stop me. I can still hear the stake going through my heart as I lie in my coffin. Listen, you will hear it too. It brings back bad memories to think of this. But then my friend, Dr. Frankenstein, he came, removed the stake from my heart, and I am free to roam. So tonight, when you go to bed, remember, if you hear the flapping of wings, you will know I am outside your door. And if I want to, I can turn into a wolf just as easily as a bat. Remember, don't have any mirrors hanging on the wall. And please, don't keep a crucifixion by, because I get awfully frightened when I see that. Please beware. Please take care. Close all your windows at night, or I might come to see you next time. Well, I see you tonight, when everything is still
Love's Bride. Goodbye. Goodbye.
Those two dreadful children, now we always go to